Welcome back to Ed Gaines Radio. We want to thank Vinny Del Negro from the Phoenix Suns. And it's interesting, Seth Joyner, that so many of the NBA teams that were at the top last year are starting off so slow. What do you think that's about?
Well, I mean, it's early season. You know, anytime, you know, early in the year, you're going to have some struggles. You got, you know, new coaches, new players on different teams. Even though they've gone through training camp, there's nothing quite like playing a game. And you just have to have time to work out that chemistry. And, you know, you got older players, you know, been around for a while, that are trying to, you know, monitor themselves, knowing that they've got an 82-game schedule. There's a lot of things, you know, at hand early in the season. I really wouldn't read into too much of how teams are playing, you know, throughout the first week of the season, because that's going to change dramatically as the year continues to go along.
Well, we're joined by Randy Kovach from the Kansas City Star because, you know, every week, Seth Joyner, we've got to have ourselves a quarterback controversy. And last week and week before it was Dallas, and this week we've got, well, it may not be actually a controversy yet, because it looks like Herman Edwards has sort of headed off the ravening media hordes about it. But Randy, tell us about Herman Edwards and his decision this week with regard to Damon Heward, who, as far as I know, he's thrown 11 touchdown passes. He's thrown one interception. He has a 105 quarterback rating. In his career, both with Miami and with the Chiefs, he is a cumulative 11-2. Why would you play anybody else?
Well, here's the thing. When Trent Green went out with his concussion, you know, that's kind of a mysterious injury, and you don't know if he was going to be out 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They had a bye, maybe 4 weeks. And because Damon was so unproven, I mean, there's no question. Once Trent comes back, he's your starter. Well, you know, and the Chiefs went 2-2 during the first 4 weeks that Damon was starting, and everybody, you know, figured, you know, he's holding the spot. Well, the last 3 weeks they've taken off. They've scored 30 points a game against three pretty good playoff caliber teams, San Diego and St. Louis and Seattle, and all of a sudden you're talking about a guy now, Trent, could be out 8, 9, 10 weeks. Now Herm's had to reevaluate it, and the chemistry of the team is good, and that's the key item. Do you take out the hot hand? So basically what he did yesterday, for the first time after the whole season saying the job is Trent's, now he's saying he's got to reevaluate it, because if all of a sudden Damon wins another game this week when Trent's cleared to return next week, and then he keeps Damon in, now he's looking like he was lying for 8 or 9 weeks. He really wasn't lying. That was the thought during those first, you know, 6, 7 weeks Trent was out, but, you know, things have changed.
Seth, what would you do in this circumstance? If you're playing on defense and you're seeing your guy not making mistakes and just getting better, more confident that a guy like Tony Gonzalez has sort of rejuvenated his career playing with much more leadership than he did last year, and the whole offense, the running game, particularly with Larry Johnson, is beginning to dominate again, even without Willie Roque at left tackle, and even despite several injuries, what would you do in this situation?
Well, you know, Herm said yesterday that the quarterback position is a very unique position. And I would agree with that. And under normal circumstances, you know, I adhere to that thought process that you shouldn't lose your job because of an injury. But in the case of a quarterback, it's a little bit different, because, you know, when they're playing well, you know, all the credit goes to them. When they're not playing well, they get all the criticism. And one thing, you know, that you're always trying to do is you're always trying to get your offense in rhythm. You're always trying to get your offense moving in a positive direction. And they found that. You know, they struggled defensively. They're playing halfway decent defensively, but they're lighting it up offensively. And I just don't see any way that you break that rhythm right now and bring a quarterback back in who hasn't played in almost 6 weeks and throw him back into the mix and expect for that same rhythm to be there. I just don't see how you do that.
No, it would be 10 weeks by the time Trent's finally cleared and played. You know, and that's almost a full season. So I think what Herm has also done is he's given himself the wiggle room where, we saw what Miami's defense is capable of. Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas and those guys. Let's say Damon goes down there and does stink it up in Miami. I mean, he's due for a subpar game. Now, you know, now you can always go back to Trent when Oakland comes here and say, you know, hey, you know, that, you know, Damon did do his job, but I did say before Trent was my man. The other thing you've got to look at is the Chiefs have kind of a funny schedule coming up. Here Trent hadn't played for 10 weeks, and now they come home next Sunday to play Oakland, and then they play Thursday Thanksgiving against Denver. And, I mean, that's a lot to ask, isn't it, Seth, a guy to, who hadn't played for 10 weeks to come play two games in 5 days?
It's like I said, I agree, because when you're in training camp, you're there to, in training camp to get your rhythm and your timing down with your wide receivers. It hasn't been there for 6 weeks so far, so after 10 weeks, you're going to just thrust them back in after your team is doing well. Like I said before, I don't believe that you should lose your job to injury, but in this case, it's a different situation. I think they have to ride Damon Hewitt until Damon Hewitt falters, and then it requires Herm to make that decision. And no matter what those circumstances are, I think they've just got to ride it. And you know what? You look around the league and you see it. You see it in Jacksonville. They've got to stay with Garrard. I don't care, you know, if Leftwich comes back and he's 100% healthy. If they're winning with him, why break the rhythm of what you have going on? Okay?
Absolutely.
Well, here's how I see it kind of playing out, too. I mean, they play in Miami, and win or lose, they come home. Let's say Trent's cleared now to play in the game. I think you still start Damon Heward against Oakland. And the way Oakland's been playing, and they never play well here. Well, I can't say never, but chances
almost
are
never.
They should have their way with them on that home game at Arrowhead against the Raiders. And then maybe in the second half, you do get Trent Green in to get him some live action in the second half. And then, you know, you keep Damon in for Denver on Thursday, and then after that, Trent maybe has played again, and then you hit December, and you hit the stretch. And see, that's the other thing. It's not like the Chiefs are, you know, 3-5 or something. They can't, in that AFC, they can't afford to give games away. But maybe you get to December, and you say, okay, we're in December, it's crunch time, we got to go back to Trent now. So I just think they got to get Trent in that Oakland game in a backup role.
Guys, let's talk a little bit, Seth, about Miami, too. I just want to, you know, it's interesting. We're talking about quarterbacks and chemistry itself, Seth and Randy Kovacs. Randy Kovacs from the Kansas City Star, who writes about the NFL. And here's Joey Harrington, who couldn't get anything right in Detroit, and yet suddenly he finds himself with the right system, with the right coach, and he's thrown, what, for 1,000 yards in a couple games, 6 touchdowns. He's playing with confidence. Their defense suddenly at Chicago. It's as if, as Chris Mortensen said, the biggest challenge for the writers and the people covering the NFL is to make sure they don't put their feet in their mouths. Every single week there's a surprise, and Chicago may have been the biggest surprise of all.
Well, the key in Chicago was taking nothing away from Joey, who did the job, but, I mean, their defense got, what, 6 turnovers, and, you know, obviously Jason Taylor scored a touchdown on one of them, and set up 4 other touchdowns by the Dolphins. So while Joey certainly did his job, that was really a defensive masterpiece.
Well, you know, sometimes a defense can make an offense look masterful, and an offense can make a defense look masterful. That's the whole concept of a team, is that, you know, at 1 week, one unit is going to carry you, the next week the next unit is going to carry you, and every once in a while, your special teams has got to step up and win some games for you. I wouldn't get overly excited about, you know, what I've seen out of Joey Harrington in Miami until I see the offense carry them to victory, opposed to their defense carrying them to victory, because there's going to be a game somewhere down the road where the defense is not going to be able to get it done. They're going to have an off day. They're not going to be able to create those turnovers and put the offense on a short field and give them instant scoring opportunities. But he's going to have to guide that football team down the field time after time, series after series in a game, and win for that football team. And when I see him do that on a consistent basis, then I'll have a different opinion of Joey Harrington.
Well, I'll shift to Chicago for a second, guys. How badly is Chicago hurt by this loss, starting with Seth?
I don't think they're hurt at all. You know, I believe that you're going to have situations with Rex Grossman as your quarterback. You know, he's a young quarterback. There's no way that you can possibly think that, you know, he's going to make it through the entire season and not have games like this. This is the reason why coaches don't like young quarterbacks, because they play exceptional 1 week, and then all of a sudden, you know, they look like they have no business playing at all. You know, the problem with Rex Grossman right now is he hasn't seen all the defenses. He hasn't seen all the blitzes. He hasn't seen all the disguises. He hasn't seen everything that there is to see. And until he sees everything that there is to see and the game slows down, you're going to have this roller coaster, this inconsistency, and the defense is going to have to carry him. And I don't know. You know, they might be the top seed in the NFC, but I don't think with his immaturity and his youth that he can really carry this team on an offensive level where they need to go.
Well, let's shift to the subject of taking a hit, too, which is the rumor is now, and he's got to prove or disprove this very quickly, that if you hit Rex Grossman early and heavy and hard, he becomes a different quarterback. Have you seen that with Rex Grossman, Randy Kovacs?
Well, I mean, I think that's true of almost every quarterback. I mean, what's the old saying? You know, the best way to stop a quarterback is to put him on his back. I think you see Carson Palmer right now playing a little gun-shy. I just think you have to understand about Rex Grossman. Going into this year, he'd only played in like 8 NFL games because he kept having his, you know, the first year he was a rookie and he didn't come in until the lineup to the last 2 games. And then he got hurt the previous years in training camp and only played 3 games each season. So, you know, he's also a guy who's kind of had a history of injuries. And to
we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this and shift to the New York, because Chicago's going to the Giants, and it's going to be an interesting test to see what kind of character the Chicago Bears have playing against the New York Giants in New York this weekend. And we'll be joined by Rich Cimini from the New York Daily News along with Seth Joyner. We'll be right back with Randy Kovacs, Seth Joyner, and Rich Cimini on Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite and Sports Byline USA.